Hey, everybody. Welcome to Best Show Bests, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Best. Best Show, hi.
I'm a little nervous. Hi, Tom.
Hey, how are you?
Good. This is Tim at Newbridge Ultra National Airport.
Tim, how are you?
Good. Big fan. Just wanted to call in and say hi. Hey, I wanted to know if you were watching any of the Zuckerberg Senate testimony today. Did you happen to see any of that?
No, I did not. I did not see any of it.
Just a casual observation.
Yeah.
That kid was S-ing B's, if you ask me.
He was what?
He was S-ing B's. I can't say what.
Please don't.
I think we know what I'm talking about. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was hoping Grassley would ask him why we still can't post some of the more erotic fare on Facebook. He didn't ask, Bill.
You were hoping that would be a part of the questioning.
I would assume it would have been, like, one of the early questions.
Like, why can't... Yeah, I think that might be a little off-message for what...
I don't know. I wonder.
Yeah, that might be a different hearing.
Could be.
About erotic fare.
I hope this is on message, or on topic. I saw your... what tonight's topic is going to be. I want to know if I could chime in on that.
Sure. Go ahead, Tim.
Okay. Best music. Well, first I want to say both of these come from experience, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so best music to get beaten up to?
Yeah.
Carrie Ann by the Hollies.
So that was the best song to get beaten up to?
Yes, yeah. I got my ass handed to me by this kid at the mall while a Muzak version of that song was playing.
Okay.
And it really softened the blow. I was really surprised.
Just made it go down a little easier.
It's such a fun song all around.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
All right, so now the worst song to get beaten up to.
Yeah.
Show You No Mercy by the Cro-Mags.
Is that because it keeps the person in a state of continuing the beating?
Well, yes, and also, I got beaten up by Cro-Mags bassist Harley Flanagan while the Cro-Mags were actually playing that song at CBGB.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that's a unique experience, but I don't think it's that unique, actually.
Probably not with him, no, but I will say it was impressive. I mean, I was in severe pain and enduring severe face trauma, but he was fretting with his left hand while just pounding me into submission with the right.
Like he was doing hammer-ons.
He was hammering on the bass and hammering on my face.
Uh-huh.
That's an album title right there. Hammering on my bass while hammering on your face.
Yeah.
How can we get this to him? I wonder if Craig Finn is listening. He's tight with him.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Craig's listening.
Oh, Damien could probably help.
From effed up.
Yeah.
I'm sure he could do the hookup with it, sure.
Let's mull that. Let's send out some feelers after a little mulling session, and we'll.
Tim, I got to say, this is not as much of a priority for that we have to get him this title for what, a live album?
Well, I don't know. You and these priorities. It's like first you thought that my erotic fare thing with Chuck Grassley was off topic, and Man, you're a focused individual.
Hey, eyes on the prize.
That's right. That's right. Hey, speaking of music.
Yeah.
Did you hear that Lindsey Buckingham got canned from Fleetwood Mac?
I did hear that. He got fired from Fleetwood Mac. Lindsey Buckingham, the guitarist and singer and the architect of the
modern Fleetwood Mac sound.
Of the last 40 years of Fleetwood Mac. The guy who kind of drove the bus on that. Who fired him, though?
Here's what I heard, okay? I heard that Mick Fleetwood fired him. I mean, it was a group decision, but Mick instigated this because he found out that Lindsey was stealing T-shirts from the merch warehouse.
So he found out that Lindsey Buckingham was, like, going to the merch warehouse, like, when the band was not on tour?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the weird thing is, like, I mean, your first impulse would be, oh, he was, like, selling stuff.
Uh-huh.
He was, like, selling T-shirts. He wasn't. He was wearing them.
So he was wearing... That would be weird to see Lindsey Buckingham wearing Fleetwood Mac 2016 World Tour shirt.
Right, yes. And see, here's the deal. He has that thing that Springsteen has. I remember several years ago, a guy called in and said that Springsteen, you know, has that thing where he's terrified of being poor.
Yeah.
So, you know, he cuts corners any way he can. Lindsey Buckingham apparently has that also.
That he'll just save a buck here and there.
Yes.
Yep. Wow.
And he apparently had a big blowout with Mick because he told Mick that he couldn't get off work at his job as a stock boy at Vons.
That Lindsey Buckingham works as a stock boy.
He does. He works the night shift.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like
I saw him once. I mean, this is kind of weird. I was out in Law, and he was stalking away, and like every minute or so, he'd have to like sign a can of Progresso chicken pot pie soup for some kid.
Uh-huh.
And it was weird.
So somebody would be like, oh my God, it's Lindsey Buckingham. And he's like,
and he's wearing the hat.
He's wearing that. He's hunched over,
yep,
though, stocking shelves.
Apron.
Yeah. Weird. That's weird.
It is, yeah, yeah. And I also heard that he told Mick that even if he could get off work, the only way he'd do a tour again is if they were to play in its entirety, oh my God, I'm so bad with album titles after I got bit by that silverback garden bush pig. I'm pretty sure the album is called Rabid Pant Leg Chomper.
That's called Tusk.
What?
Yeah.
Rabid. There's a little doggy on the cover.
Yeah, chomping a pant leg.
So it is called Chomping a Pant Leg.
No, that's what the dog is doing, but that's not the name of the album. It's not Rabid Pant Leg Chomper. It's Tusk.
All right, well, that could be here nor there. I do think it's cool that Mike Campbell from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers is going to help replace him.
I heard that. It's Mike Campbell and Neil Flynn.
Finn, yes.
Neil,
yeah.
Finn from Crowded House.
Yes, which I think the Neil Finn thing is weird. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think it's right to have a guy from a punk band in Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, I don't know if he was a punk. I don't know if Crowded House were necessarily a punk band.
Well, the band before that was
Split Ends.
I mean, what's this guy going to do, like slice himself up with razor blades during the chain?
That's not exactly what Split Ends was all about. But
right.
I don't think there's an active threat that this guy's going
to get. Yeah, that song called Shark Attack. Ooh.
He's not, what do you think? He's going to get a pit going at a Fleetwood Mac show?
You never know. Hey, but getting back to Mike Campbell.
Yeah?
Let me know what you think about this. You know, that album Look at My Rickenbacker gets all the props for being Tom Petty's best album, but my vote has always gone to the follow-up, Record Shopping. What do you think?
Okay, you're talking about... You're probably talking about Damn the Torpedoes.
What?
Look at My Rickenbacker.
Yeah, that's what's on the cover.
Yeah. With this disease, can I just ask you, with this disease, what it's like to suffer from
chytomegia?
Yes. Where you cannot properly identify the title. Do you not see the title written on the, when you like look at the cover?
Right.
It's written on there. It says, damn the torpedoes. That part is you can't see that.
No, no.
Does it say, look at my Rickenbacker on the cover?
No, it doesn't say, there are no words.
So you're filling
in. I'm looking at it right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
Okay.
It's just that picture.
Yeah, I don't know which one I like better, look at my Rickenbacker or record shopping.
Well, record shopping has The Waiting, which is, that's like a top two song.
Yeah. That's a, yeah. I think it's a, those are both classic. Both classic albums.
I think so. Hey, but look, the reason I'm calling is thus.
Okay.
I need some advice on a big problem I'm having.
Yeah, what's that now?
Well, I'm a shift supervisor, and I've had this employee who has been a real pain in my buns for a solid year.
Okay.
Slacks off, he cuts corners, he's just an all-around bad worker.
Sure, sure.
Anywho, 2 days ago, I was literally, and this is proper use of the word literally. I was literally walking to his desk to fire him when all of a sudden I start choking on this Jolly Rancher I was eating.
Uh-huh.
Like, could not move. Like, just, like, incapacitated. And I really thought I was going down for the count.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, the Sam, the guy I was going to fire, he runs up and he gets behind me and he gives me the Heimlich maneuver.
Uh-huh, okay. The Heimlich maneuver.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Okay, so he gives that to you.
Anyway, he gives me the Heimlich maneuver. The rancher pops out maneuver. And I live to spank it another day.
Uh-huh.
You believe that?
Well, that's a weird way of putting it.
Well, you know, the plus side of this is that I continue to live.
Sure.
The bad thing is now I can't fire this guy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it would be a clear violation of the Gentleman's Code of 1743.
To fire someone after they save your life.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, if, you know, like the full code is something like, he who has been spared the reaper by even a ne'er-do-well must never visit misfortune upon him.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Button Gwinnett actually tried to get that in the Declaration of Independence, but Jefferson was being a real coin-operated bitch that day,
uh-huh.
And he poo-pooed it hard.
Yeah. Button Gwinnett.
Yes.
May your sister share a bunk bed with Button Gwinnett.
What is that?
That would be Karnak, like if Johnny Carson was doing, like he would always wish. Never mind, don't worry.
The place you buy, you buy a car?
No, it's never. I knew I shouldn't have said it. Hey, Tim, you said you work over at NUNA at Newbridge Ultra National Airport.
I do. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's where you're. I guess, well, you said you're calling from there. Is that where you work?
I do work there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm an air traffic controller.
You're an air traffic controller.
Yeah, I'm the head of the ship. Kind of a big wig. Not bragging.
Okay. Well, you sound a little proud.
Well, I've been doing it a long time, and I've earned my stripes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
But, you know, besides the gentleman's code,
yeah,
I can't fire this guy because he's been grand trafficked in.
Uh-huh. Well, what does that mean?
Well, Sam's a descendant of Orville Wright. Wait, it's a descendant, right?
A descendant.
A descendant is the one who comes after.
Yes. Yes.
And it's one who's also addicted to coffee.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
That's for my punk friends out there.
Sure. Okay. Gotcha.
Bonus cups are on me.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, that's. I'm glad you're playing. I'm glad you're playing to to your punk friends.
Well, I don't know who's out there that, you know, might be a Descendants fan. Uh-huh. I mean, I don't want to go too deep and like start dropping stuff like Coolidge and Myage and Camage, stuff like that.
Yeah, please keep the, you can keep the lingo to yourself.
F off.
Okay.
I'm such a fan.
Why? Now, what is this thing about being grand trafficked in? You're saying this guy who saved your life is a descendant of Orville Wright?
Yes. And as I understand it, when the Wright brothers patented flight, they wrote into the deal memo that their descendants would be first in line to be air traffic controllers, and they could never be fired, even if they were, and this is the vernacular of the day, acting devilishly.
The deal memo.
Yes.
So I didn't know. See, I thought when they were just, the goal was for them to just invent, to get a plane to fly.
Oh, no, they had a whole scheme going.
So they had a deal memo that made it so they had to, they got to say what was what?
Yeah, oh yeah.
In terms of their descendants getting employment.
Exactly, yeah.
In a line of work that had yet to exist.
That's called foresight, son.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
To know that there would be a thing called air traffic controlling.
Well, I think they thought that, you know, this thing was going to take off. Pun intended.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
I'm on fire tonight. There's really no denying it.
Yeah, yeah, you are. You're burning it up.
I'm burning it up.
Yeah, that sounds like someone who doesn't have the rights to Burning for You would put that in like a TV show.
Do you remember that? It was that chimney sweep company back in the 80s. Remember that in Newbridge? It was Jimmy's Chimney Sweep Company. And originally it was, yeah, they used the Blue Oyster Cult song, and then Buck and the Boys really came down hard, so they had to change it to I'm burning it up. And then it was I'm sweeping it up.
Uh-huh.
They went out of business because their ads were so bad.
Yeah, it sounds like they were more concerned about sound. Like, they probably should have just enjoyed the Blue Oyster Cult song in their free time and made the ads clearer.
And they also could have made the ads way less expensive, but they felt they had to hire Sandy Pearlman and Shelley Yakis to produce them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they got Sandy Pearlman involved.
Yes. Sandy Pearlman was the first person to ever get points on a commercial.
So he was making money.
He was making bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew how to do it.
Yeah. Hey, getting back to my conundrum.
Yeah.
My higher-ups are really on my buns to fire this cat, but I can't do it. What do you think I should do?
Well, it's tricky. He saved your life.
Yes.
That's undeniable.
That's in his favor.
As a worker, how is he?
He's terrible.
He's terrible.
He's terrible. He barely looks at the screen.
Okay.
He's got his feet up on the on his desk all the time, and he's doing that thing. I didn't even think people did this in real life. It was in I feel like it was in The Breakfast Club, where someone throws a pencil up at the hanging ceiling and sticks in there, and they see how many pencils they can get up in there.
Yeah, it seems like The Breakfast Club and David Letterman were the only ones that did
that.
Like everyone, no one else had like sharp pencils around to even do that with.
Well, you know, we don't live in sharp pencil times anymore.
No, we don't.
We really don't.
No, I don't know what you'd throw. What would you throw up at the thing then?
Penknife? No.
Something you bought off Reddit?
A what?
Something you bought off Reddit.
I guess so, yeah.
That'd be the equivalent.
Like an Etsy pen.
Yeah, something you got, exactly. Something off Etsy.
Could be.
Probably a pin. You'd probably throw a pin.
An Etsy pin, yes.
Of something that someone sold that they have no claim to the image of.
Exactly. Like, I've seen some Sharpling Etsy stuff out there.
Yeah, not me. What
the
if someone
jock strap was weird.
Well, I hope they're making piles of money on it, because it's at least someone would be.
Well,
yeah.
You know, should I just kill Sam?
Kill him? No, yes. You shouldn't. You shouldn't. Why? Because you're having a hard time firing him?
Yeah, just spitballing. What if I took him like on a rafting trip or something that got real buddy-buddy for like 8 months, earned his confidence, and then went whitewater rafting and then tipped it over?
Yeah, that does not sound like a good plan. That sounds, again, that's killing him. I'm going to disagree with that.
What about if we went to like a, you know how there's that old tank from the Korean War in Newbridge Memorial Park?
Yeah.
What if I got him, like, again, I became great friends with him for like 8 months, and then I got him to like party with me in the tank, and then right as he got in the tank, I closed the tank and sealed it up, and then like I also like shot some sort of like poison in there.
Again, that's murdering him. That still falls under the...
Well, just spitballing.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to tell you respectfully that that's murder.
Okay. Uh-oh. Yikes.
What?
Well, here I am ragging on Sam, and it looks like I let, oh my God, it looks like 5, 6, 7, 11. Oh my God. Looks like I have like 15 planes log jammed on the runway. That's a real, pot kettle black sitch, huh?
Yeah, you're saying what a bad air traffic controller he is, but then...
Well, he is.
So, but are you much better?
Well, no, I guess not. Truthfully, not in this instance. You know, they've been sitting there so long that they're going to have to refuel soon. And, you know, of course, by the time that happens, it's going to be shift change time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you have to bring a whole new flight crew in. And, you know, it's so late in the day at this point that that ain't going to happen.
So this is happening. So you're grounding people for the night then, it sounds
like. Well, I've got to ground all of them at this point, right? I mean,
What is this? Thousands of people you're going to ruin their night now.
I do hope that they've got pillows, because the poor ones especially are going to be sleeping at their gate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Yeah, that's always... That might be the roughest look when you see someone sleeping on the floor of the airport.
What has become of you?
It just seems, they seem so uncomfortable. Like the airport is built to have no place where you could be comfortable sleeping.
No, it's true. And you know what me and the guys sometimes do?
What's that?
For fun, we'll go around and we'll see people sleeping, and then we'll just like give them like little kicks. Hard.
Oh, like when they fall asleep.
Yes.
You gotta like, then you'll wait. When they finally fall asleep.
Yeah.
Then you go and you give them a little kick.
Or go up real excited and shake them and go, "We got you on a new flight!"
Uh-huh.
And there's not a new flight.
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, it's kind of mean now that I think about it.
Yeah, oh, that's just crossing your mind how mean that is.
You know, look, they do call me Tarmac Tim.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I ground so many planes. That's kind of fun, too. I once grounded the Newbridge Ratmen team.
Yeah.
On their plane so I could finish watching Clifford.
Okay, and did the team not make their game, or what
They
happened?
Did not make the game, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Well, there's a lot of things in life that aren't cool.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't go actively work that.
Hey! Get so close! Sam! Wait, that was mine? Are you sure? I don't even know it was mine. I didn't even see it! Oh! You know what happened?
What?
I accidentally smeared mustard from my hamburger on my screen.
Uh-huh.
You can see that one come in.
Yeah. And so
like
a
prop plane, too.
And it almost... It just missed you?
It did. I could see the guy's long scarf.
So he was literally flying with an old-fashioned scarf.
He had goggles, too, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like the Red Baron?
Excuse me?
That's
I don't
like
know who
the,
that is. Oh, from the song.
Sure, from the song.
No, Snoop? Are you talking about Snoopy? No, it wasn't a dog flying a plane, you idiot.
Uh-huh.
You silly man.
Oh, I'm dumb. I'm dumb. I know. I'm so
silly,
dumb.
Silly person.
You're right, Tim. I'm so dumb.
Look, I should go.
Yeah.
Yeah, Exorcist 3 is on in like 10 minutes, and I got to take a squeege.
Okay, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, why would you want to listen to more of this show? You just go jump to your movie.
Well, I think the greater question is, why wouldn't I want to keep looking at the screen? I still have like 2 hours
to go.
That's
true. I'm actually going to say, yeah, that might take precedent over you. What, do you just bring the movie up on your screen?
I do, yes. Yeah. I mean, I make it small. So I can still see what's going on.
So it's like picture in picture.
Oh, no.
What?
Sam! You did it again. Oh, no, wait, that was me again. I'm so sorry. All right. Later, bro.
Hey, pay attention to the thing, all right?
Oh, you pay attention to my...
Okay. He's gone. We lost him. How about that, Mike? Weird, huh? Weird, eh? So weird. These are weird times, Mike. Right? These are weird times. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. Much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, of course, John Worster. Who else? Marcia Neumeier. And, you, the Best Show listener, thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net. And support The Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.